Okay, Rabbi, we'll say good vach. Hope all is well. Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Mem Hei. And as we are recording this, there are reports of Iranian, I don't know, drones, missiles, something or other, headed towards Eretz Yisrael. But Hinei Lo Yinu V'Lo Yishan Shomer Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's got our back. And so we're going to learn Torah, because that's what we do, and that's what protects us. And Baruch Hashem, as of now, Yerushalayim is quiet. So let's go weiter and learn the Heilige Torah, and that will protect Am Yisrael. So it says, we started yesterday, Perek Azov, one of the more challenging prokim in the Masechta. And we quoted yesterday on Memdal and Amabez, right? We quoted a Mishnah, right, from Meiser Sheni, right? Machokes Beishama Beis Hillel, if you're allowed to make slime, right, if you're allowed to make like slime, which is silver, into Dinar Azov, which is gold. That was Machokas. Beis Shammai said you cannot, and Beis Hillel say that you can. And we had Machokas, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish, right? How to understand that. We're going to have two different versions of that Machokas, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish within Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Like I said, this does get a little bit complicated, but okay. Definitely worth the chazer a little bit, Mem Dalet, if you're going to, you know, if you have a few minutes before you start listening to this. But either way, we had Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, right? What exactly that that means, right? And we're two lines up on the bottom of Mem Dalet Amud Beis, had to figure out who said what. And we're going to try and figure out what the version of is Rabbi Yochanan's version, Reish Lakish's version. Again, just to remember, right, the only difference between the first version and the second version, really, is what Beit Shammai holds about produce, about actual Meister Sheni fruit, right? If you're going to be machal of that onto golden dinarim, so we're going to try and use, you know, phrases and words that make sense. So let's explain it as well as we can. So this time, Rabbi Yochanan who da'amar ein machalin. It seems like, right, it makes a lot of sense that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says that according to Beis Shammai, right, you're not allowed to be machal meiser sheni, right, onto gold. Da'amar Rabbi Yochanan, as Rabbi Yochanan says, also lulvos dinar b'dinar. You're not allowed to lend. Borrow one dinar and give back a dinar, right? Yesterday we talked about a saw for a saw, right? That because we're concerned that if the value of a saw goes up, right, and you give back a saw, so then, you know, that a saw of grain or whatever, right? So then the value went up, it looks like ribbis. So over here as well, right? You're not allowed to borrow a dinar and then give back a golden dinar. So Gemara says, dinar demai. What kind of dinar are we talking about? Ilay ma dinar shel kesef, a dinar shel kesef. If you're talking about silver versus silver, right, who holds that silver is not considered to be money? Everybody holds that silver, right, is currency. So that's just, you know, you borrow a dollar, give back a dollar. It doesn't matter that the dollar fluctuates every single day compared to the, I don't know, the ruble, or whatever Iranian, you know, currency is. But it doesn't matter, right? Money is money. But if it's produce, that's where we run the risk of saw for saw, right? Then we end up with something that resembles rubles, right? El pshita dinar shel zav, dinar shel zav. Must be a zav. Must be, we're talking about the dinar, the coin, is of gold. So ulaman, who are we holding like, right? Ila beis hillel ha'amarta tivahave. Right? If you're telling me it's beis hillel, right? Beis hillel allows you, right, to be mechal silver onto gold, right? And gold, because gold is money, right? Gold is considered, otherwise they wouldn't allow it, because that'd be, if they said gold is produce, right, gold was, you know, then you wouldn't be allowed to be mechal silver onto gold. I'll allow the Beis Shammai, right? Must be that we're holding within Beis Shammai. That's what we're talking about. Beis Shammai, Shammai, and Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Dei Mechal. And apparently Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says that according to Beis Shammai, you cannot be mechal actual Meister Sheni produce onto gold, golden coins. So Gemara says, lo, not really. Lo, olam eim l'chal Rabbi Yochanan, hu da'amar mechal. And really, Rabbi Yochanan, you could say it is the first way that really Beis Shammai holds that you can be mechalin. You can be mechal actual Meister Sheni produce onto a gold coin. So why can't you lilvos dinar b'dinar? Why can't you lend and borrow one dinar to give back a dinar? Sheni halva, loan is different. Why? The kevin dili inyan mekach u'memkar. Since regarding buying, you know, buying and selling, shevin rabbanan kipere. Wait, Chazal said that the gold is considered to be the merchandise. Again, if you remember, tiva is money, and pere here, pere, and what we're talking about is literally means produce, but here it means the merchandise, right? Again, you know, like we said in the Mishnah, if you pick up the merchandise, then you obligate the payment, right? So over here, by buying and selling, Chazal said that gold is the merchandise. Tamin and Ihu niu de oker vizil, and therefore we say that the gold is what goes up and down in value and worth, you know, 10 silver pieces, 20 silver pieces, whatever it is, it goes up and down. Therefore, the gabi halva nami peri halvo have. Then, so therefore, also in terms of halva, in terms of a loan, it's also considered to be merchandise. And then we're nervous, right? For a saw, Right, so you won't actually, so you might actually do other types of, borrowing in that way. And then we have that concern, because since gold is considered to be, merchandise, just like, wheat or whatever it is. And Hachinam Mistabra, this makes a lot of sense. Techi also Ravin, because when Ravin came to Eretz Yisrael, came to Bavel, from Eretz Yisrael, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Aval Pi, right, Bavel is Iraq, Iran, okay, Baruch Hashem, Yana Dioma. Am Rabbi Yochanan said, Aval Pi, Shamro, also Luvos, Dinar, Bedinar, Aval Machal, and Master Sheni, Alav, Shmamina. So apparently, you see again, he quoted Rabbi Yochanan, and he said, even though you can't lend a dinar for a dinar, so you can be Machal, Master Sheni, so it must be that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who holds it by Shammai's Maskim, right, that you can be Machal Meister Sheni produce right onto golden coins. So now we're gonna have a kasha on if Reish Lakish holds that Reish Shammai says you can't. Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. The following Mishnah, this Mishnah is also a Meister Sheni. Haporet Sela Mimos Meister Sheni. If you're going to take Meister Sheni, Haporet Sela, right, what this means is that usually Haporet in the Gemara terms means you're gonna take a bigger coin and turn it into smaller coins, like to get change. But here it means the other way. You're taking coins and turning it into silver, meaning a single silver coin. So Beis Shammai Omer and Bechol Selamos. Beis Shammai says the entire silver is considered to be the money that you mechal the Meiser Sheni onto or mechal the coins onto the entire silver. But Beis Shammai Omer and Beis Shammai says Beshago Kesef Beshago Mos. That you have Rashi explains half and half that you can be mechal half. Right, of the silver coin. And the simple logic is that as soon as you get to Yerushalayim, right, if you're going to now buy, right, you get to, back in the day, they would come, they buy bare necessities, right, they get to Yerushalayim, you have to buy some water and some fruit and some bread and some, whatever the produce is, the stuff that you need to eat, right, again, you're staying over for a couple of days, right, over the Chag. So you're going to need some prutos. You're going to need some coins to buy, the small change, right? Not everybody has change for a silver coin. So maybe Beis Hill wanted to make sure that you would, you have some change lying around. And then also he says that if there was everybody was coming with silver, there would be a rise in prices for the money changes, etc. So anyway, long story short, for practical reasons, Beis Hill says you have half and half. But the problem is, the kasha is, right, the against Reish Lakish, who says that Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to be mechalal Meister Sheni produce onto a gold coin. Certainly, right, if you can be Michal Meister Sheni produce onto copper coins, right, so certainly, right, you're allowed to be Michal onto golden coins. The Gemara says, no, it's not necessarily a good Havamina. Because Shani Prite de Asur Bisagi in Harife. Because copper, right, where they're accepted, meaning where that's the currency of choice, right, so that's more, if you remember from yesterday, right, Harife literally means sharp or spicy, but here it means it's more valuable, more accessible. Not valuable, more accessible, more usable, right? It's actual money, so it's much more accepted, right? It's like you go to Europe and as opposed to the normal currency, right? You have euros, so euros is taken in some places, not taken in other places. So all right, okay, seder, weiter, lishna achrina. Now we have another version of the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, like we said, within Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and you'll see it's around, circling around in a completely different reason. Lishna achrina, amrila. Some people say that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, the machlokes is chadam or machlokes beslayin al dinarim. Right, one says the machlokes is whether you're going to be able to be mechal al silver onto gold, right? The Beis Shammai Savri HaKesef, because the Beis Shammai holds that you're able to be mechal produce onto kesef. The pasuk says, right, HaKesef, where is that pasuk? Vatzarta HaKesef? Venasata HaKesef, Vatzarta HaKesef B'yadcha, Falachta Lamakom HaShem Yivcha HaShem Alokecha, right? And you can be mechal the produce onto HaKesef. So Beis Shammai darshens out, Kesef Rishon V'lo Kesef Sheni. You can only do that once. You can't do that twice. You can't change it onto money and then change the money onto other money. Bezil says no. Hakesef, kesef riba, that hakesef includes any amount of times you want to change that money onto the others. Filu kesef sheni, even kesef sheni. Aval peros, but according to this machlokas, right, again, that's one version. Aval peros, but everybody agrees, right, in this version, al dinarim divrei kol mechalin. Everybody agrees that you can, change produce onto dinarim, onto gold. Golden coins, because they got the kesef rishonu, because that's the first kesef, right? The machlokas is simply whether you can then take money and turn it into other money. But everybody would mask him, right? Again, as opposed to the first version where we had a machlokas as to what Beis Shammai would say about changing produce onto golden coins, right? Here, right, everybody agrees that you can take produce and change it onto gold coins, that it's still kesef rishonu. That's one opinion, right? Meaning either Reish Lakish or Rabbi Yochanan. V'chad amar, and one of them says, af peperos al dinarim nami machlokas, that even for peros onto dinarim, there's also machlokas. So according to the second one, right, again, they would agree that that is also, right, a machlokas, not agree. They would hold that that is also a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Okay, that's either Reish Lakish or Rabbi Yochanan. Well, the man damar salama dinarim machlokas, again, according to the second one, right, it holds that money, silver onto gold is a machlokas. So I understand why would you argue, right? Why would the machlokas be? I apologize. That's not the second one. That's the first one. I mean, according to the first way that says the machlokas is only about money onto money and just whether you darshan out, right, the first money or second money, whether you can change money more than once. So why would the machlokas be, right, silver onto gold? Just say silver onto silver. So Tosas just points out that that's kind of a silly question, right? Because who's changing silver onto silver, right? Like, it's the same. If I give you a dollar, you take a dollar, right? That's like, you know, what's the old black and white comedians? Like, it's like Three Stooges stuff, right? Give you a dollar, take a dollar. Like, that's not a big deal. So Tosa says, no, that is actually good kasha, right? He answers the Rivan and says that, no, it's sometimes, what do you mean? Back in the day, right, they had different values, right, in the coins. Some of them were newer, some of them were older. This king, that king, right, they could fall out of circulation, right? Nowadays, right, you have a dollar is a dollar. But if, you know, back in the day, they had different type of mints and different type of coins, different type of, you know, value, even though they're both made out of silver, it could be it was King, I don't know, Caesar, one of them King Persia. After Persia conquered Caesar, maybe that was, you know, not necessarily as usable. All right, whatever, it's a bad example, but that's what he answers. Anyway, so the Gemara says, so we couldn't have had the example of machlokas of slime all silver against silver. If again slime all slime all slime, have a mina honey mili bislam all slime. You might have thought the machlokas was only silver on silver. Have a slime al dinarim, but the silver onto gold. So then modu lo beis hill beis shamai. Maybe you might have thought that beis hill is moda agrees to beis shamai to dehavi legabe kaspa perihu, because maybe they would agree that gold is considered to be merchandise when you're talking about gold versus silver, and therefore v'lo mechalin, and you can't take, right, merchandise, right? You can't take produce, right, and be mechal it onto produce, or the other way around, meaning you can't use that to be mechal ma'aser sheni. So the Mishnah tells us that they even disagree in that. So, okay, so this version says it's a machlokas, right, whether the machlokas beis shammai beis hillel, right, the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is a machlokas within beis shammai beis hillel, right, whether the machlokas beis shammai beis hillel is silver onto gold, or also produce, right, onto gold. So the Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. Hold on one second. Aparet, Sela, Shal Maeser Sheni, B'Yerushalayim. If you redeem Sela of Maeser Sheni, right, meaning that you want to change, now you're going the other way, right? We want to take silver and turn it into little prutos, right, to little coins, into Maeser Sheni. Again, we're breaking, you know, change for a dollar, as we say, right, you know, or change for a hundred, whatever. You're turning the silver coin that you have into small little prutos. So Beishami Omer Bechol Salamos, again, Beisil Omer Beshekel Kazef, Beshekel Mos, again, we saw this before, right, then Beishami says, that you can turn it, we saw it not exactly the same, but similarly, right, we saw Beishami says that you can take the entire silver, right, into coins, into prutos, but Basil says, right, it's a shekel of silver and a shekel of coins, right, half and half. Again, just to be clear, there's two silver shekels, right, in a sella. So Beis Shammai says you can only do half and half. Basil says you can only do half and half, because we're nervous that the other coins may disappear, right, when you're changing into copper, right? So we're nervous that if you keep over more copper, again, you're not necessarily going to spend all the money, right? Again, they're, let's say, Pesach and Shavuos, right, are 7 weeks apart. So the guy's Ola Regel, right, he brings his Meister Shani stuff, and he leaves over some copper coins, right, for the next time, right? He's going to be back in 2 months. So Rashi says that they were nervous that the copper ones, right, the prutos, right, would go bad much faster than the silver ones. So Basil found that you can only change half of it, not change the entire thing. Right, so the problem, but again, our point is, hashta kaspa de gabi priti mechalinan, velomrin in kesef rizal v'kesef sheni, right, if you're telling me by silver and copper, right, there's no problem, right, with, you know, kesef rizal, kesef sheni, first money, second change, second, third change, there's no problem over there, right, we didn't mention that. So the gabi dehava, the chashim menu, Right, so we definitely wouldn't say it by gold and silver. So Rava, Rava says, "What do you mean? That's not a kasha. Yushalayim kamos service. Most after, right? You're giving me a kasha from Yushalayim. Right? You're asking the shiny Yushalayim. Yushalayim is completely different. Right? The fifth day, Pesach says, 'V'nasatav kesef b'chol shetaven avshachav b'bakar b'batzon.' Right? You can spend the money." However you want, and to buy, you know, little, you can buy any type of money Yerushalayim, right? Again, you bring your, let's say, you have five silver coins, you bring it to Yerushalayim, fantastic. Well, to buy, that might buy you, you know, a cow, but to buy little simple, you know, diapers and milk and eggs, and you need small little coins, copper coins. So, of course, right, you're allowed to exchange, right, the money into, you know, kind of cheaper money. Right? There's no problem with first money, second money, meaning that, you know, changing it once, changing it twice, because anything you need to do, right, to be, allow you to spend this money to get food in Yerushalayim, right, that's going to be allowed. So Tashma, I'll bring another proof, right? Another Mishnah Maishas, again, the Mishnah Maishas anyway, which we quoted. Hapared Selim Mimos Maishas Sheni. And now we're going in the reverse. We're taking Prutos, right, and turning it into a silver, in order to bring it to Shalayim. Beshami Omen Bechol Salamos, Beshol Omen Beshekel Kaz Beshekel Maos. Again, that's the Machlokas we saw before, right? Beshami says you can make the entire silver sell into Mimos Maishas Sheni. Beshol says you need half and half. So that's very clear, right? Beshami says you're allowed to take, right, first money, the second money, right? You're outside Yerushalayim. Now you're not even in Yerushalayim. Now you're outside, you're traveling, right? Beis Shammai says clearly, according to this Mishnah, you can take copper and turn it into silver. So the Gemara says, you're right. Elo de kuli alma kesef kesef riba. Really, everybody, forget that. Forget what we just understood, right, in that second version of the potential machogas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Really, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel hold that a kesef includes kesef riba, that you can change money several times. I feel kesef sheni, even second time, even if you turn the silver into copper into silver, whatever it is, that's fine. Eli Iyatmar, if it was said, Rabbi Yochanan Rishon ben Lakish, Hakikam Iyatmar, if it was said that there was another version of that Machlokas, this is what it would have been. Chad Amar, Machlokas Beslain al Dimar, Inarim, one of them says that Machlokas is, again, silver onto gold, and the Beis Shammai Sabri guys, Rinan, and then Beis Shammai holds, you can't do it. Why? Because it's Gzeira, Shammai Yishe, Aliyosov, maybe you're going to wait, right, with your aliyah l'regel. Right. Now, this machlokes is a bit of what exactly this means. Let's just use Rashi. Right, Ashi yaspik lios lo sloim meiser ad sheyagiu l'dmei diner zov. Right, now there's 25 silver, if I'm not mistaken, 25 silver coins in a golden diner. And since a guy might wait until he had, right, the full golden diner, right, to go up to Yerushalayim, as opposed to having 25 silver coins, right, that's already, you know, heavy and kind of, you know, whatever. And, you know, if you're carrying a lot of stuff, right, you could get a lot of whatever. So you turn it into one golden dinar, and the guy might wait until he had 25 silver coins, and only then go. And then, the Zimin de lo malu zuze bidinari velomasik. And the Bach changes that to, where is my Bach over here? Okay, whatever. Fine. Meaning that sometimes, right, he'll delay, right, because he won't have enough silver coins, and then he won't bring it up to Yerushalayim. But look, what the problem is, it could be that he's going to delay. There's an issue of that you shouldn't delay bringing your Meister Shani stuff. Okay, Vaiter, anyway. I think, not Tosis over here. I don't see Tosis over here. But it could be, hey, maybe you'll miss. I saw one of the other Rishonim. I forget. I don't see it over here. But it could be that maybe you'll just miss the Ali L'Regel. I mean, you'll be waiting to, you know, combine all of your silver, and you'll miss the train, you know, as it were. But anyway, so Beisol Savri Lokas Yunan. Beisol says there's no such gzera. Shem Yishal Yosef. We're not. The guy's going to delay and come to Yerushalayim. The Chilo Mali Nami B'Dinari Asuki Masaklu. Because even if you don't add, doesn't add up to a gold, he's still going to bring his silver to Yerushalayim. And we're not concerned that that's going to happen. Alva Peros Al Dinarim. But in terms of Peros, in terms of produce onto silver, so then they're very called Mechalalin. Everybody holds that you're allowed to, you know, change peros and produce onto Miser Sheni, right? The Kevin de Merkeve, because produce goes bad, right? Lo Mashi, the person's not going to wait. The person's not going to, you know, just see how much, wait until he has enough produce, right, so he can change it onto the silver. That's one opinion. The Chadamar, one of them says, I feel peros al dinar and namim mechogas. Even in that case, by peros al dinar, if you have produce, right, onto the coins, right, there's also Amachlokas. The Gemara says, one second. In terms of, fine. So that's another version of the Machlokas, where we knocked out the second version. We have the original version, which we did early. We have the third version over here. The second one we kind of knocked out. So now the Gemara just points out, Bishlamach lahach lishna da amarta dimidareis and Mishra Shari. Right? According to this, what we just said, right? This version of the Machlokas, that really midareisa, you can change silver onto gold. V'rabbanan hu degozer behu, b'korna beis shamay chazal were gozer, meaning that because maybe you'll be masha, maybe you'll wait, maybe you'll delay, right? Your aliyah l'regal, right? So hainu dekatani yasa v'lo yasa. That's why our Mishnah says that you can yasa. I mean, you use the language of yasa, you can make gold into silver. But according to the version that says it's really a din d'araisa as to whether you're allowed to, right? Again, the first way we understood is that whether it's money or merchandise, that's already din d'araisa, whether it's considered to be money or not, right? And whether you can change produce onto gold, right? Because gold is considered to be produce according to Beis Shammai, theoretically, according to one opinion, but that would be an din d'araisa, right? So therefore, mechalina v'lo mechalina m'boilei. It should have said the language of mechalina, not yasa. Mechalina is whether it works. Can you actually be mechalel? Can you convert produce onto and be mechal the kedusha, right, from the produce onto the coins? So that's what he should have said in the Mishnah, not the language of Yasa. And therefore the Gemara says, Kasha, you're right, in a chinami, that is actually a good question. Okay, the Mishnah now transitions into a completely different discussion. This is a discussion of a kinyan chalipin. A chalipin is a kinyan which we do actually by mechiras chametz, right? We kind of pick up the kinyan sudar and say that we give permission to the rav to sell a chametz. That's not necessarily right the way we do it. The way that is understood in the Gemara, I mean, it's similar. There are two types of chalipin, which we're not going to really get into right now. But just long story short, it's similar to how you would pick up the rabbi's pen or his handkerchief or whatever it is, right, to symbolize that you have das, to allow him to make your shliach to sell your chametz. So too in the case where someone can lift up someone else's, let's say, money or someone's item, and that way, right, transfer the ownership, right, of the item they're selling or the item they're giving, right, to the other person, right? It's as if, right, it's been given over, even though, you know, the handkerchief or the pen or whatever it is obviously not the item being exchanged, but, you know, the field's not right here, the house is not right here, so you do a kinyan suder, then there's a transaction involved. So now the Gemara wants to know, now can you use money for chalipin? So Itzmar, it was said, Rav Levi, right? Machlokas Rav and Levi, Chad Amar Matbea Nasa Chalipin, Chad Amar Ein Matbea Nasa Chalipin. Can you use money, right, as chalipin? Can you use money? Does a coin work, right, for chalipin? Amar Rav Papa says, My time of Amanda Amar Ein Matbea Nasa Chalipin. Why not? Why? Handkerchief, pen, quarter, like what's the difference? Who cares, right? So the mishum the daite at surasa, but surasa avida de badla. Because when the guy picks up the coin, right, the guy is thinking about the image, the stamp, right, the minting on the coin. And back in the day, right, that was able to go bad, right? That was able to, you know, money could be put out of circulation or it could be rubbed out or whatever. So that's not an item that's complete, or that's not a single item that has definite complete value, as you know, has to be something that has, you know, definite, you know, objective values, and therefore, right, that wouldn't necessarily work according to either Rav, right, or Levi. It's not, but one second, we learned in our Mishnah, Hazav Kones HaKesef, right? We said that gold, according to our version of Mishnah, right? We have two versions of Rebbe, right? Okay, so according to our Mishnah, right, Zav acquires money, meaning that the Zav is the merchandise and the money is the silver is the money, right? My lab a chalipin. Aren't we talking about chalipin? Aren't we talking about a case of chalipin where you use the gold, right, as chalipin? This Gemara says, no, lo bedamim. No, we're talking about the silver. I'm sorry, not the gold. The silver is being used. Bedamim, we're talking about that it's not a kinyan of chalipin, but the scenario where the guy is paying silver, right, for the gold, and therefore it's a monetary transaction. The Gemara says, Yachi Hazav Kone Sekesev Mechayev Boyele. So it should have said Kone the Kesev, right? It should have been Mechayev. I mean, the second the guy picks up the gold, now he's Mechayev, right, to pay him, right, in silver. So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right. Tani Hazav Mechayev, Enechanami. That's how you should read the Mishnah. That's how you should understand the Mishnah. How can I have a mistaber? And that makes a lot of sense. Because the second part of the Mishnah said, "Hakesef eino kono esezav." Right, again, that silver is not going to be mechay. It's not going to acquire the gold. So yom b'shlama b'dam. If you're telling me about money, so it's a monetary payment. It's not a chalipin. Right, hanedam mina dehava piri v'kaspativa. That's why we say that the gold dehava, right, dal and zayin are interchangeable. It's in Aramaic. So in meaning Aramaic to Hebrew. So dehava is zehava, right? That is gold. So peria, right? That's considered to be the merchandise. And kasva, kesef, silver, right? Is tiva, is considered to be the money. V'tiva l'peri l'kani. And whenever you pick up the money, you don't acquire the merchandise. Eli imarta b'chalipin, if you're telling me b'chatz chalipin, tarvayu l'kni b'hadadi. Why shouldn't you, when you pick up the silver, you should acquire the gold, etc. V'od, and furthermore, tanya will enter the b'risa about our Mishnah, right? I mean, the b'risa is, you know, talking about our Mishnah, Hakesav eno konis hazav, that Hakezad, how does it work that we say that silver doesn't acquire gold? Makalo esrim b'chamisha dinar shal kesav b'dinar shal zav. If a guy sold him, right, 20, again, that's 25, right, silver coins for a dinar, for his gold in dinar. So if he sold him 25 silver, right, exchange him 25 for a gold, right, it's for afal pish, right, even though the guy took the silver, he's not kone it, right, until the other guy takes the gold. Right, so yeah, if you tell me that we're talking about he paid him for the gold in dinar, so that mishum hachi lo kone, that's why he's not acquiring it. But if you say it's a chalipin, so why shouldn't he acquire it the second he picks up the silver? So Kumar says, elam, but what do I mean? We're talking about a case the Bryce is talking about a monetary, a sale? Right? Hachi, if that's true, in Marisha. But what about the first part of the Bryce? Hazav konez akezev, ketzad. How does it work when gold, we pick up gold, you acquire the silver? Makalo dinar shal zav, esrim v'chamisha dinar shal zakezev. Again, same case. You sold him a golden dinar for 25 silver coins. Kevan shem mashach azazav, nikne kezev b'chom makam jehu. The second you pick up the gold, you acquire the silver. So you marta b'shalom b'chalip and hainu d'katani nikne b'kezev b'chom makam jehu. If you're telling me that we're talking about a chalipin transaction, so that's why he acquires the kesef, right? Because he picks up the gold, that's like the handkerchief, right? And he acquires whatever is being exchanged for it, wherever it is, that's literally kini chalipin. So ali imarta b'damim, but if you tell me it's a monetary transaction, shouldn't say that he acquires the silver, he should say the guy has to pay him silver. So Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, no, lolam b'damim, really, we're talking about money. Umay b'chol makom shehu, kamos shehu, k'da Amar Lai. It doesn't mean he acquires the silver wherever it is. It just means, meaning where it, as it is, meaning that the guy is obligated to do as he said. K'da Amar Lai, as he said to him. Yeah, Amar Lai, if he said to him, arniki chadasha yavin alach, I'll give you from my new money, from my new purse, from my new wallet, from my new whatever, meaning he's going to give him, you know, new coins. Lo mati yoyevle me arniki yashana. You can't give him the old coins. You can't give him from the old wallet, from the old purse. Right? That doesn't work. You can't do that. You have to give him proper silver coins. Alpha gav dadif minayu. And even if somehow you would tell me, right, that the older ones are better than the new ones, maybe they're more acceptable or more, you know, more easier to use, etc. My time, why is that? Amrle liyashnan kama beinelahu. Right? Because the guy can say, right, that I want the new ones in order to make them old, meaning I want to hold on to them for a very long time, right? And therefore, I need the newer ones, even though the older ones are more acceptable currency. Right? Again, that's not a kasha whatsoever, and that Bryson must be talking about, right, a purchase situation. Okay, we'll wish you a tremendous day or night, depending on where you're listening to this, and a wish for a prayer for Beseris Tobos, for all of Am Yisrael, right? B'Nisan Nigalu, right? B'Sidin Ligoel, right? Nisan we were redeemed, and in Nisan we will eventually be redeemed. Amen. Kenyi Rotzon. Have a great week preparing for Pesach, everybody.